This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Time now for Brady to give you all of that news that only Brady knows. And before we get to it, let's let you know you're 26 minutes and 6 seconds away from hearing something, or thereabouts, depending on this Brady report, from hearing another word that could get you involved in Whiplash, the Dodge Challenger giveaway that's getting closer and closer and closer, as it is the 18th of July, and we're only, 31 days, 30, 5, 12, 13, like 17 or 18 more days of this thing to go. So qualifications are out there all over the place. I believe I have Whiplash out. Larry and I are both taking it places on Saturday. We'll let you know more about that. All the information there is at 98kupd.com. So prepare your little phones and your 97936 texting fingers. We'll give you the word in a little bit. But first, we must be informed. Brady, it is time for you to give us all the news you know. We call it the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
All right.
A couple of Tuesday fun facts. The Mood Ring and the Thigh Master were invented by the same man, Joshua Reynolds.
Really?
Who also happens to be one of the heirs to the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company.
Just bored with all of his parents' money. Threw those two little
Mood
monsters
first,
out. Man.
Then the Thigh Master. I saw the something about the Thigh Master that did like $100 million.
You were in the age bracket that was Mood Ring crazy. Pet Rock Mood Ring?
Yeah. A little bit.
You were probably Pet Rock heavy. That was
I never got the Pet Rock.
You'd be like 9, right? It was like 74, 75. Yeah. The Pet Rock went nuts.
Yep. Crazy.
You ever see the money that dude made? A rock in a cage. I had a pet screw that someone thought was funny when I was a kid because they thought that anything in a cage with the word pet in front of it would become a household super item. So everybody tried to glom onto the Pet Rock, and the pet screw was the stupidest thing I've ever owned. And as a kid, I thought it was great. But yeah, you didn't have a Pet Rock or a Mood Ring. X-ray glasses? That was a little before you.
I've had, you know, a Mood Ring a lot, many years past when it first came out. Awesome. So it was a novel. It came back around.
It was an heirloom?
No, it was just a novelty item. They rebooted, like bringing old candies back.
Right.
All of a sudden they started making Mood Rings again. And it was a joke gift.
Yeah, it was never a wedding present. It's always a joke gift.
The first big studio movie to feature the F word.
Oh, was it Midnight Cowboy?
1970. It's the year.
Godfather?
MASH.
Oh, MASH. Holy cow.
There was a big football game at the climax of the movie, and a character named Painless said, "All right, bud, your effing head is coming right off."
Nice.
And I forgot about this one, but Vern Troyer, Mini-Me from the Austin Power movies, was raised Amish.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that too.
Is that even counting, like, the black movies back then in the 60s?
The blaxploitation movies?
Yeah,
those
were
really in the 70s, though.
That were they 70s?
Yeah, they weren't 60s. Maybe they had a couple of mainstream movies where the black people didn't have mainstream movies till the 70s. Like,
Pam Grier didn't drop an F-bomb before?
That was 70s. Mainstream stuff. Maybe they had a couple that were just kind of independent, small, but they didn't have any mainstream good stuff till.
Well, if
like
anything's going to make
Jackie Brown.
Any distribution back then, or you couldn't have any of that stuff.
Black people or the F word?
Both.
Jeez.
It's true. I mean, that's how great this. I mean, look, let's not whitewash history. It's exactly what this country was doing. They threw a fit when Sidney Poitier was cast in the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner in the 60s. Like, oh my God.
It was.
White girl dating a black. This is. I don't think we can show this in theaters. People will lose their minds. And some did.
Little follow-up to the American Airlines flight that had to be canceled due to flatulence.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't flatulence. It was an engine problem, and there was a smell coming from the engine.
Did the guy who gets the blame get like $1 million settlement?
No, they didn't. They didn't single out.
I wonder if it's a guy shaped like you.
I am innocent.
This is ridiculous.
This is a travesty.
It was just one time.
I didn't. Yes, I farted, but once, and it was not that. I have not had eggs in weeks.
The engine farted, basically, filled the cabin to where they had to get everybody out, and somebody thought it was a crop dusting that no one took credit for.
Yeah, brutal crop dusting.
And there was one fat guy who doesn't stand up for himself, whose head was down the entire time thinking, they're all thinking it's me. One Eeyore-type big boy.
Feeling stupid.
Yep.
Helpless. Thinking, I'm telling you, it wasn't me.
I didn't even fart. Man, crop dusting last night at the Hall & Oates show was strong. Those people can't control their sphincters at all. You get over 65, it's just a fart festival. And you walk in an...
You get into any stadium.
You do that going
in. No. It's different, Brady. The really? Age group's different. Yeah, you get into a stadium, you'll get crop dusted. Yeah. This was just an all-out fart festival. These people cannot... You're there almost. You're about a year away from not even trying to close
your
sphincter.
That's why I don't go. Yet.
Just canning it. Throwing matches behind their asses while they walk because they don't even care anymore.
Speaking of crop dusting, researchers found that if every bathroom at a stadium or nightclub or wherever was a co-ed women's wait times, if they were made them unisex, the wait times would be slashed by 400% for the ladies.
The ladies' rooms.
It drops down to from 6 minutes to less than 90 seconds.
That's if they let us pee with them?
Yes. The... For us, our time of waiting would go up just a little bit.
If there was co-ed, because we've got ladies in our room.
Yeah. And so what they did is they have a video and they break down the wait times on this sample bathroom that they set up. Because you have to have the individual stalls.
Sure.
And then they have a little corner of the room that's 10 urinals and men have two stalls.
Right.
And they worked it out and found that it flows much quicker.
And it's plus because you got men in there, women are going to be less apt to hang out and stare in the mirror for 10 minutes.
Scott Ludlam is 47 years old. He's a deputy leader of the Minority Greens Party in Australia. He publicly apologized to his cohorts and said he's stepping down because he just found out that he was born in New Zealand.
Oh.
His family moved to Australia when he was 3, so he had dual citizenship.
And that's bad?
Australian Constitution, members of Parliament cannot be anything other than an Australian citizen.
100% full.
100%.
Good. Keep it that way.
So he was in the Senate for 9 years.
You need some Kiwi rolling up wrecking your legislators' desks. They don't even know how to say Marilyn Monroe right. Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe? Marilyn Monroe? They're a mess, those Kiwis. They can't even get their own accent correct.
Is Kiwi bad?
No. It's delicious fruit. It's not bad. Not a lot of people like it, but some people think they're great.
So if you call people fruit,
yeah,
you're always okay?
Not if you call them a fruit. If you specifically designate a fruit to them, like Kiwi, that's indigenous to their region, then it's all right. So if you know a guy who works in a banana factory... And you call them bananas. It's okay. Kiwis basically live in a giant kiwi factory. It's the only thing that country does. That's it. It literally is it. That and Lord of the Rings movies. That's all they've got. That's it. And they hate Australia. Oh, it's a great battle. Because you can't tell them apart when you're next to them until you get real close. And you're like, oh, I get it. The New Zealand accent.
So close.
A little more up tempo. And they screw up I's and O's a little differently.
Don't they always have, like, those choker necklaces with bones on them and stuff?
That's the Aborigine people, I think you're talking about? Or
no,
the
no, New Zealanders. I'm telling you.
No, the
or is it, would it be the Australians?
Is it Mowgli? What the hell is it? I always forget. Magwai, yeah. That's the tribe of New Zealanders. They are bush people who probably wear teeth as jewels.
I guess I'm thinking of that one New Zealand porn star who used to always wear the choker with the bone.
I don't remember her.
Oh, with the bone, and then
it was a dude.
Australian maybe would have a shark tooth.
Right. The bones of Mordor.
Maori,
that's
Magwai
right.
Magwai's
the
gremlins.
Kid from... Oh, that's right. I always screw that up. One's the Jungle Book kid,
one's a gremlin, and one's an actual human being. Mowgli.
Everybody. Every. Eminem. That's the best thing about John Oliver making fun of New Zealand because they were mad at Eminem. We won't deal with Eminem anymore. Eminem is banned.
This 38-year-old guy named Zach Lawrence is from Dublin, Ohio. OH! He was in Europe in April. And
I have to wonder if there's people driving in the wrong. Why does he always just spell O?
Oh.
And nobody responds
to it. You know what
they're doing? Now they wear shirts with the O.
No, your people do. But the people who don't know about that, just think you just go, oh.
I picture listeners from Ohio yelling back.
Oh, they scream it back.
They're so small.
It's a small group. Yeah, the people who are like,
they get it, they love it.
There's a lot of Ohio people.
There's a lot of people that don't know that.
There's a million more that don't.
I didn't know until I met him.
And you have people that have become Ohio State fans that aren't from Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're not.
We call them losers.
Yeah. Noncommittal dicks.
So anyway, Zach is from Dublin, Ohio. He was in Europe in April, got into a terrible car accident, wound up with a major brain injury. He was flown back to the U.S. where doctors gave him almost no chance of recovering. He's been getting treatment at a medical center at The Ohio State University Hospital. And the doctors wanted to test to see if they've made any progress last week. So they gave him two buttons, one for yes, one for no. They asked him, do you like Michigan?
Uh-huh.
Press the button, the no button. So his wife is excited because,
we know
he's in there.
That's all that matters.
We know he's in there.
That's all that mattered to her. If he came back a Michigan fan, she'd have left his crippled ass.
That's not the same guy I knew.
But you know, I got kicked in the head and I saw the writing on the wall in Michigan. He's God's team. All right, we have to get divorced because of your illness. Oh, no. That really is a doctor's test on whether or not the guy's functioning?
Well, they ask him various questions.
Right, but that's one of them. Do you remember your wife's name? Don't ask him that. Does he like Michigan or not? Who is Susan? Do you know Susan, yes or no? He's not responding.
Yeah, they didn't go over those results.
Nobody cares about that. Your child's name is Kyle. Do you remember Kyle? Always hemming and hawing. Get to the chase, doctor. Does he like Michigan or not?
That's probably the one thing they left out, that every question the answer was no.
No, right. He said no. Do you remember Susan? No. Kyle, your son of 10 years? No.
That's him for sure, because he would never remember
me. Do you want to root for Michigan? No. There he is. He's in there. That's the real answers.
I've got a potential birthday present for you.
Okay.
Toledo, you as well.
Toledo's Thursday.
Yep. Scottish fashion designer Christopher Kane just rolled out a new product. Luxury Crocs.
Pass.
Thank you. No, thank you.
They're like haven't
basic
seen
Crocs
them yet.
Except the, yeah. Pass. They got small rocks attached to them. They're $216 for a pair.
Small rocks?
Yeah, gems. Like,
They're bedazzled?
Yeah, bedazzled.
Like geo stones. It looked like.
That you sounds nice
up.
And light.
Pull it up, Toledo. We need to see a picture of them.
Trying to do. Here we go.
They're beauties. I could see you trolling around in them.
Could you?
That's
just a sandal.
Oh, what the?
It just looks like a kid glued gum to your shoe.
It does. It looks like you stepped in a bunch of gum.
To the shoes you should have never bought in the first place.
Rock Crocs.
Those are dumb.
Those are dumb.
Yeah, because this designer gets on it.
Well, that designer's awful.
No, he's not good at his job.
Well, he's Scottish, so a lot of things are designed used around
rocks.
Mud and earth.
Everything
mud
sucks in Scotland. I put rocks on my shoes, and now it's a fashion statement in Scotland.
So dumbass Scottish people are going to be wearing those?
Hey, I'm wearing my new rock crocs, aye.
Just look at Kane's. Me.
I feel like the Queen of England. Who wants to have sex with my blood pudding?
Oh, is it that time of the month?
Are you getting Kirby some of them?
No. $216? Come
birthday?
On.
Come on.
Why don't you just glue some rocks to her current Crocs while you try to ruin her social life?
She's got them blinged out.
Does she have Crocs?
She got a pair of Crocs last week.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I said,
she's
I thought you were
done a little too old.
No, the pro. Oh. I agree.
But you can say no.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Oh.
She did it on her own?
Ronnie's like,
took the car out.
Well, Ronnie got a pair and you got a pair?
Here's the other thing. This was back to school shopping. And so she comes back with the Crocs because she wanted to get a pair of Skechers, which she could wear at school. But
those are pricey.
They come back, with the Crocs. And I said, can you wear those at school? No. I thought this was back to school shopping. So you just got a pair of shoes.
And Ronnie can't say no.
She didn't that day.
Now you got to buy another
pair. Soundly beaten.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So
Was she verbally thrashed for this abhorrent?
There was
use
a smoking deal on
yeah.
the. You know, she saved me tons of money yeah, on yeah, the Crocs.
You saw your bank account grow with yes. every purchase, right?
There's a good deal
because it's a savings every time you spend money.
Right.
It would have been $40. Now it's $20. We saved money. Look at your bank account. There's more in it than ever. But your kid in Crocs, Ronnie's just trying to make her the least popular girl in the world.
Yeah, this may actually be okay for you.
Yeah, this is smart. This is going to. That's like putting an Iron Maiden on her.
Well, that's probably the reason why they don't let them wear them at school.
Because it keeps the boys away?
The humiliation factor.
It keeps the boys away.
Yeah, if that works.
It is the antidote to hard wieners, the girl in Crocs. It's like having sex with a homeless. Ooh, man. She wears Crocs. I bet that smells fresh.
You can make it worse with Crocs and socks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing smells fishier in your brain than a woman in Crocs. Oh, yeah. She hasn't washed
it in a while. I think they roll out with Crocs socks now.
Yeah? They're all probably multicolored and
Brady, just get her a flannel
awful.
Jacket and a ball glove. The boys are off the menu.
Working on the swing right now.
No, yeah,
Working on the swing.
Second base. Keep her in the infield. There's no way she's going to be interested in men in Crocs. And this is ridiculous. You and Ronnie are doing a great job keeping the dicks away. The Crocs are, that is the most antisocial thing you can buy a kid.
Does she have Croc socks?
No.
That's
I don't
what
have
they
that.
Look like? Then, yeah.
Oh, no, she doesn't have those.
She's got a first baseman's glove and an outfield.
Yeah. She's got an outback in waiting.
Oh, there they are on the top right. You wear those, and then you put your Crocs on.
Oh, there's actual socks of Crocs. Crocodile socks.
I think Doug has a pair of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doug doesn't dress himself. This is pathetic.
Did you see the...
Take those shoes back.
Yeah.
Say, these are not back-to-school shopping shoes. You're going back. You're in charge. Be in charge.
Oh, no.
You're the man.
Be the man. Why wouldn't you do that?
Lay down the law, Brady.
She liked him, man.
So what?
Why do you pause so long when he says that?
Did you still get mad at Ronnie for spending?
No.
A little bit?
She saved me so much money.
No, no, no. You see, that's yeah. passive-aggressive
well, no,
anger.
Like, yeah. No, I didn't, because it was like $12.
Yeah, but still, you're like,
thought it was back-to-school shopping.
But like
and
you
now,
said, she can't wear them to school.
Because a lot of, you know, I just realized that.
Right.
Right now. Like, wait a minute. That's,
well, no,
that
you
was
said, you, said you threw the question out. Can you wear these at school? No, I thought this was back-to-school shopping. You were laying down the law right there.
Can you wear these at school?
Right.
And then I kept the rest of it to myself.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Bitterly choked that down.
Crocs aren't $12. Did you get the imitation?
You got fake
no,
Crocs.
No, they were that day. There was a sale. Like it was maybe they were $16. It was half off.
But it still bothered you. Be honest. It bothered you a little that back-to-school shopping turned into whatever she wants.
It discouraged me a little because I thought the same thing, Eric, that you said. I thought she's out of Crocs now because she hasn't had them for 2 years.
Yeah, Kaylin actually got some, didn't like them at all, and now doesn't ever wear
victory.
Them.
So
yeah, that's a win. That's
I was kind of proud, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah,
right.
She didn't want
to. Kid's normal.
But the problem was it was an opportunity to buy something. You
right.
know,
this
still
is why
that,
you
like,
send
oh.
the message, Brady,
yeah.
as the miser, and grab the things that are not available at school, and you say, these are going back because you went back to school shopping, and this is the lesson to be learned.
If you want
to
buy something, you can buy something from this category
right.
of stuff.
Back to
and
school.
You can tell her at her age still that down. Those are ugly as
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, and we got to get your kid out of Crocs. That's the thing. We got to get this kid away
yeah,
from
Crocs.
Yeah,
they don't start rebelling until like their teen years. Then if you say they're ugly, she'll wear them anyway.
Yeah.
Brady, where shall we send the season ticket? Signed, Phoenix Mercury.
I'll give you my address.
Wait a minute. If you're a potential licker or a licker in waiting, you get free
season tickets?
I
barely
that's
asked
unbelievable.
The
what a,
I know.
What
I'm
an offer.
Give them my address.
Actually, I went
what?
Into Fry's.
You want those?
Fry's is giving away free
No, they've been
tickets.
Doing that for years. They,
all you got to do is spend like...
You spend $22 at Fry's, you get a ticket to go watch the married coach and the married player fight.
I walked in, I saw they got huge banners promoting it. I'm like, really?
Come see three-time world champion. Phoenix Mercury with your $20 purchase.
That's
of all fries
it is.
I'm like, what?
That's all I got
to
do.
I got to go in there and get a couple of gallons of milk and some bread, and I get tickets to Lesbian Fest? Okay. I get, I want to go see Lilith.
Five cans of StarKist.
Yeah, I want to see Lilith Fair on the court. If you can't, if it takes you buying tuna fish and milk to get tickets to your product stinks. And again, I reiterate, least woman-empowering thing in the world because it's buoyed by the boys' league. It wouldn't exist if the men didn't pay for it. It's insulting to women.
The Tuesday night games are unbelievable. Taco Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah. Taco Tuesdays, a whole different animal there. And don't get excited, man. It's not for you. All right, everybody. Halftime, scissor me timbers. Let's scissor. It is the single worst product of sport I have ever witnessed. Period. I'd go to that Phoenix Rising first. That's a nightmare.
Did you see the minivan yesterday in Orlando, the picture of it? It got a 7,000-pound pipe flew off the truck in Florida.
Oh, it's Megan's worst fear. You can't talk about that.
Guy survived.
You know, yeah, it smushed his minivan. Thing in the car in front of him popped off, landed on his car, crushed it. I mean, like those car crushers. It's flattened like a pancake. And yeah. I don't know how that guy got out of that alive. Megan, if I'm driving down the freeway, I had a little road rage yesterday on the way to the concert. You know, we had to leave in traffic. That off-ramp on the 51 that goes to the 202 East or 10 West is always backed up. So I'm already frustrated by this whole thing. And I'm driving along, and this guy in a place called, it was like, he had the word Christian in his, whatever the company's called. It was Christian something. So he's a religious man.
Plumbing?
I don't know what it was. So he gets in the one to go to the 202 and realizes, oops, I've made a mistake, and just stops on the freeway until the 10 side clears so he can get into that lane. So now that's just stopped. And I'm behind him. So I'm trying to get into the 10. I get into the 10 lane. He gets into that. I'm like, all right, we're off and running. And then he realizes, no, 202 was right, stops again, and starts to go back in the lane he just left, clogs traffic again. So I'm furious. I just blow on the horn. Bah! Throw the finger at him. Megan's like, don't do that with people in the car. I'm like, I do it with people in the car or people not in the car. I hate that guy right now.
Plus, it was your mother's.
Yeah, right? It was our mom's. And I'm like, plus, there's four of us in here. The guy's got Christian written on the side. He'll forgive me. Everything's fine. But if you make the mistake and get in the wrong lane and stop on the freeway, you just have to eat your mistake and go and turn around later. You cannot clog up the entire freeway because you need to rectify your terrible driving.
People off and they're not going to
I was so mad.
I agree with you, but
so
did
mad.
Mom come down on you at all?
No, Mom, I learned it from her. She was she's a horrible road rager.
She was waving her gun.
Oh, she was. She shot the guy. It hasn't hit the news yet. We're trying to, I probably should have shut up, but. Yeah, she shot and killed a man.
We'll end it on a wild world.
Die, Christian. But now if we get behind anything on the freeway, there's a load in the back of the truck.
Get around this guy. Get around this guy. Get around this. It'll fall off and kill us.
Like, it's not going to happen. She goes crazy over it. But this, that video of that dude's getting crushed by that pipe, that made me second guess it all. Ugh.
I got a couple of wild world.
Nope. All right, hit it.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your wild, wild world. According to scientists out of Germany, you could probably outrun a T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh.
Based on their analysis, the T-Rex would top out about 16 and a half miles per hour.
Oh, so
the average human sprints about 15 miles an hour.
Average human
average,
does? I don't buy that.
They're saying with a little extra adrenaline.
Average American.
Being chased by the T-Rex, you might, be about the same speed.
Speed.
You're going to be faster if you're that.
Oh, man.
Turning his misspoken words into bigotry. As only an old man can. That was horrible.
But you're figuring, if you're
running
the same...
I don't think the average speed of an American is 15 miles an hour. Whenever they do like Adrian Peterson's top speeds in football, it's 22. Average speed's 15?
You're saying average
speed? No, on a bike.
On average human sprints at 15 miles per hour.
For 10 seconds, that T-Rex is going to catch you.
15.
If you hit 15, it's just for a blip and you're beat. There's no way that's right.
You get up to 15 on the treadmill.
I ride my... and then you're like... and you wish a T-Rex would eat you.
The other thing is, out of the blocks, too, we'd be quicker.
You're going to get eaten by the T-Rex.
No way.
You're not outrunning a T-Rex. Three steps.
I'll dust it.
Okay, if he goes 8 miles an hour with his steps, and you go 15 for your 25 feet before you gas out, I want to clock you. If you hit 15 miles an hour, I'll give you $50.
It's real easy to talk crap. T-Rexes aren't around right now.
Yep.
Right. I'd dust it.
Yeah. Uncle Rico is really taking it too far today. But you can outrun a T-Rex. What? Good God, man. Average foot speed of an American human being is 15 miles an hour. Tops. No, it isn't. There's no possible way that's a fact. I could see where you could bump 15, but you are gassing it. My bike rides, when I'm riding, my average speed on flat is like 13.5, and that's just regular riding.
When I was a kid and I raced Poncho from the Bahamas on my bike,
yeah,
he was going at least 20.
You're talking about a sprinter, an Olympic sprinter?
Marathon runner.
Okay, yeah, probably not the average guy. Probably not your average, like
and
you
said. And on my bike? So long, T-Rex.
Yeah. You can go about 17, 20 miles an hour on a bike, average person.
But starting average. Out slow, you know, right from the...
Okay, average person will peak out about 17 miles an hour on a bike before they start really humping it.
I'm average just telling you person. What the experts say.
They're
John.
Wrong. And these experts that are doing T-Rex studies on who'd win a foot rest, they're not experts.
German scientists are precise. Yeah.
That's a stupid study.
We'll end it with a couple of Wild World radio videos.
We're already in Wild World.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. It's a video.
I got you.
The first one is this guy, Bo Greaves. He's a daredevil wildlife expert in Australia. And he pulls out a massive mud crab.
Ugh, I've done those after a lot of ice cream.
It's a different kind of mud crab.
Why are those cleanses that you
pulling
had?
It out?
Well, because it was something going on.
So these mud crabs.
It's weird. I had to reach back and grab it.
Got the oxycodone.
Big mud. Well, no, that was a dry elk. That was my wheat thins night. I pooped wheat thins. It made crunches.
So he dives into the hole head first.
Go to get that mud crab. That's mine.
He says he uses the stick to distract it.
I'm gonna have to get half my body in there to get him out.
In order to impress no one.
It is.
This is what you would do.
Yep.
Do you guys see that mud crab? We're going in after it.
Whoa.
For no reason whatsoever, I've gone subterranean and I've started to suck up mud crabs.
I'm going
Look at
in.
That. No one's impressed by it except for a few nubs in the world.
And his buddy asks, you need any help?
You got to tug my legs out of the mud crab's house. This is a terrible era.
Is it good eating? What's the...
You know, the claws are pretty big. I don't know if it's good eating.
Like Dungeness?
Yeah.
I've got him. I've stuck my head into a mud crab's house. It's not like you can go to the grocery store and grab a crab. Got to get it this way.
How did they not know he was home?
If it's as big as that hole.
Yeah. They saw him go in the hole.
Oh, they did.
By the by, I'm a complete moron.
There's the old.
Look at that.
The old mud crab.
Holy man.
Looks just like a regular crab.
Yeah, good on you, Jay.
Yeah!
That'll take a finger off one of those.
How's the thing
ventures.
Not snapping at him?
You got people?
He distracted it with his other hand. That's how big the hole is.
Because he's kind of like, what the... why do you want me?
Tore off a couple of his other legs.
So we're a couple of bogans out here, diving into the earth, going subterranean for mud crabbery. We're morons. There's no doubt about that. That's
great,
for sure.
Ridiculous.
Then the final one.
I've seen another animal go subterranean, which means I've got to bury my stupid head into the earth and steal it from its life for no reason other than to go viral. I wonder when you buy Chuck Wallace and just grab him. I'm like, well, I always
there
wonder what's going through the Chuck Wallace mind
what,
of like,
what,
I was
what,
leaving
what the...
you alone. I was sitting on my rock sunning myself. This is, could you imagine if there was a creature larger than you and you decided to lay on the beach and it just walked up and went, look at it. I picked it up.
And then you pet him?
Put it back. It's like your day just got rich. Did you guys see what just happened when that giant fleshy thing just picked
me
up?
House?
Yeah. So it came in the house and all of a sudden the giant's half its head is in here. It's reaching at me like, I got nowhere to go. Why do you want me?
That's why I think hell is reincarnation.
I think you might
come
be
back
right.
as one of those, and then you just
you come back as a mud crab.
You're just a Chuck Waller going, you know what? As a human, maybe I was flawed.
Something happened.
And I've come back, but you know what? I can learn some of life's lessons on this rock. The sun feels nice on my reptilian skin.
I'm wedged between these rocks.
And then you just hear in the distance,
look at Chuck Waller.
You know, I don't think things just... What am I, airborne? What's going on? I don't... Why am I... why is this fat, fleshy thing grabbing me?
Look at it!
I don't know what's happening. Why shouldn't he be golfing?
That's why animals...
Hi, little buddy!
Look
You're
at
my
us
friend.
Like they do. They give us those looks.
Or they run away from us.
What the Christ. Hell?
What are you?
I'm gonna touch it.
Now go back to whatever you're doing.
I honestly wish, for the people who can't keep their hands off of everything, that there was another species bigger than us that just kind of meandered around every once in a while. Saw us in our cars when we'd be sitting at a stoplight, and all of a sudden, whoa, Jesus Christ!
It's in its little moving thingy.
They're shaking.
Shaking around.
You're wishing for giants?
Yes, I wish for giants. Just to teach us a lesson about how stupid we are. Quit picking up the wildlife and putting it back.
We would act a lot differently. We saw some giant coming over Camelback.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go.
We'd do the thing that lizards do. We'd just freeze.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd steal it, and then, like, maybe if I do a couple push-ups, I'll be impressed.
Yeah.
Look at the push-ups.
Everything switches around. Dogs.
Oh, Christ, on a crutch.
How are we doing, my boo-boo-boo?
But it isn't about... It's like the wildlife. We're not domesticated. We're not their pets. It's wildlife. The people who jam their heads into their houses and steal them away
from... Eventually, we could domesticate mud crabs.
Why do you want to do that? It's pointless, and no one's impressed by it. By the way, to all of you who do this, no one is impressed by it. Only other yous. And they're people you don't want to hang out with. The guy who holds the thing he caught up in the air just to put it back down again, it's just wasted a few minutes of your life.
Well, the wildlife guy is showing,
That's different. You're at a wildlife preserve, and he's still a knob you don't want to hang out with. Look at his khaki hat.
He's true bogan.
Boob. These guys were bogans.
Brady wants to hang out with those.
Brady does the Chuck Walla thing. I've seen him do snakes and Chuck Walla.
I wouldn't dive in the hole and
you're not going in there.
But you would be excited if that dude did.
You would film it and be really happy.
If you saw that mud crab in the mud's house. Yeah. You'd chase the mud crab outside of his house.
Yeah, if he was outside of the house, you'd definitely be on.
You'd be all after.
Bog Riffin's going into the ground.
No, not much difference other than, because you went to the Gator show. You wanted to see that.
But he wasn't handling the Gators.
It's a show.
I didn't want to see that.
Difference between what you're saying
you
and what
loved it.
The truth
I didn't know
is,
what was going on.
If Eric saw a gator on the side of the road and got out and goes, all right, let's get on it.
Yeah.
Then you're talking about knobs.
Yeah.
You go to a show where hillbillies are putting their heads in it, you're going to watch a hillbilly die, and if it doesn't happen, you're disappointed.
I watched and I shook my head the whole time, like, what the hell? Why am I here? I just
don't get the grab it and put it back factor. It doesn't do it. You're doing nothing.
Well, this is a domesticated dog here on the next video.
That thing go?
Long Island Sound. It's where the dog was
trying to save this baby deer.
He says he saves the baby deer. A fawn.
What's a fawn doing out there?
It was swimming and
Storm,
it was not doing well. So,
Storm, bring him in.
Storm brings the deer
good
in.
Boy, Storm,
oh, by the throat,
in.
Probably. Oh,
good
this
boy,
is not
Storm,
good.
Bring him in.
He's drowning it a little bit.
Yeah, it's not helping out as much
Storm
as you think.
Storm
a labradoodle?
Good boy,
the other dog
Storm.
Won't get in the water.
Good boy, Storm.
Is the deer okay or do they
good
crash
boy.
It
oh,
pretty
good boy,
soundly?
Storm. Good boy, Storm. Storm.
Stop eating it.
Storm.
Oh, no.
Storm, it's okay.
Daddy loves you.
Storm, leave him, okay?
Lick
good
him.
Boy, Storm.
Let me clean him off a little
good
bit.
Boy. Good boy, Stormy.
Storm has it by the jugular.
What
good
a rescue.
Good boy, Storm, okay?
Oh, that's the worst Bambi recreation I've ever seen.
Watch it, boy. Check it out. Come on, get moving.
Good job, boy.
I want to play with you more.
She's okay.
Oh, this guy's annoying.
She's okay, buddy.
Put the camera down and help out, you douche. The dog doesn't know what to do.
Oh, he knows what to do.
He'll break its arm. Oh, this is ridiculous. Just stop being involved, people.
That's your wild world.
Let Bambi drown. As hard as it is to watch, let Bambi drown. Your dog throats it and drags it to shore to eat it. being a cat's not terrible. I guess I probably shouldn't have cheated on my wife so much. This is payback. Was that guy... What the... Is that a finger in my ass?
What?
Oh, my God.
That's why it's hell.
This guy fingers cats, and he's my guy. This is it.
Oh, that would suck, wouldn't it?
This was all because I used to f*** hookers.
Or in you're
the fawn in the water. Oh, jeez.
Hunter shot my mom. This is hard. I'm just going to drown myself.
When I was
there's a Labrador in my throat. What's going on?
You're thinking, when I was a human, I watched Bambi. Now I got to live it.
Yep, now I am Bambi.
Oh, crap.
Yep, reincarnation makes more sense than anything else right now because it would be the ultimate punishment. You come back, it's like one of those lame monkeys none of the other monkeys like, and you have to live in a tree by yourself and watch the other monkeys have fun, but they won't let you come down. Like, you got monkey polio, and that's the saddest thing I ever watched Jane Goodall send me.
Done a little documentary about the apes, and look, Mr. McFutters has problems with his left arm. He's got the polio.
And they kick him out. He's got to go live in that tree alone, and he just sits up there and with his good hand eats grapes or nuts or whatever the hell he's eating. And just stares down at what used to be a good life before the polio got him. Poor bastard.
Yeah, if I could hand out hells, that would be yours.
That's a good hell. Yeah.
You would deserve that one.
You would be a long living.
Be a mud crab?
No, a Green Mile Chuckwalla on a golf course. Yes. Poor son of a bitch has no defense system to being picked up and put down on a regular. But I bet you,
it's
like
being hugged.
You know what I bet? No. You know what I bet? It hurts. Every time he gets picked up, his lungs, his little tiny ribs go. And they crack and he bruises. He's got little bruised ribs all the time.
They enjoy it.
Yeah, they do. You can tell by the big smile and the scramble after you when they don't run away.
They smile.
Yeah, they smile because they're like scared to death that you're going to bite their heads off. You know how I know they love you? When they chase after you to do it more and more on the golf course. When you put them down, they don't skedaddle away to their home scared to death. And all they're hearing is,
leave it alone. You're golfing.
Here's your baby.
Put it down, Brady.
Cart girl.
Please, God, listen to the other one.
You ever see this?
And then you see those idiots that put it in their golf bag and pull it out later. It's just their toy. Terrible. Or Jim Rich, my friend Jim Rich, back in the day, found that big old toad in the basketball court at Earhart Park.
Look at the size of this toad. I'm like, oh my God, how cool is that?
Played with the toad for a little bit, and then Jimmy goes, watch this! Put it down in the middle of the basketball court, and then bunny hopped it and smashed it with his bike. Like, why did you do that? Thought you were going to jump it. No way, man. Look at him splatter. Oh.
Desert toad.
People suck. That toad was like, hey, this isn't so bad. These kids are kind of fun. And this one likes me. This one likes me a lot, the one with the bad hair. Hey, Toad, I'm going to call you Mr. McHoppers. Maybe you can hang out in my backyard. I got a couple of dogs. You're going to like it there. The mean one with the bike is, he's a little grabby. Oh, he's going to jump me with his Diamondback. This will be neat. That thing blew up like a jelly donut.
Maybe he tried to justify it. Says, odds are that Toad was a jerk in another life.
Well, you justify it how you want. You're the one who killed him. Who's the jerk? Maybe he's trying to make it work. It's 4:20, or no, it isn't. That's the time left on.
4:20.
8:11, 4:20.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Hacky.
Look at the clock over here, the countdown of the song. What am I doing? When we got a song, or a word coming your way, you can text and maybe win yourself a Dodge Challenger. We're going to give you that opportunity next. That, my friends, was your Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters.
Miss something? Download Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast direct to your mobile device with the 98 KUPD app now.